You're listening to Unregular Radio. The following program is mature content intended for adults only. The views, opinions, and thoughts expressed here are not necessarily those of Unregular Radio, its staff, or its affiliates. Furthermore, do not attempt to recreate any of the situations described, as it may prove physically, legally, or financially harmful. And as always, thank you for listening to Unregular Radio.
Welcome to Three Strange Women on UnregularRadio.com. I'm your host, Miss Jackie, here with my lovely strange ladies, Miss Jessica.
Trying not to giggle already.
Already holding back the giggles. Miss Georgina.
Hey.
And I got my two lovely guy friends in here today. I got Mr. Jay Geary, the one and only from Woo! Public Indecency.
What's up?
Wednesdays 9 to 11. You can find both of us and our filthy minds on that show. And we also have my buddy David here.
Yo, what's going on?
Good to have you.
Hey, good
you
to
can
see
be
you
heard
all.
Occasionally on the Big Sauce, right?
Definitely occasionally when Taking I feel like that. Doing it.
When you feel like dealing.
Oh my God, how are you guys doing today?
Wonderful.
We are great.
Fantastic.
It's great to have you all here today.
Now that Jay's here, like the cunt quota is gonna be filled. He brings out the filth in me. It's not okay.
We gonna talk about the question you asked before.
Yeah, we can go right into this question.
To. He's got a notebook ready.
Jessica's getting filthy.
No, this is something that's bugged me forever. But then, like Ray and I were talking about it downstairs, and I was just like, "All right, I'm asking Jay."
And she storms into the room, and she's like, "Jay, I gotta ask you this question." And I'm like, "What?
What do you want?"
It's like this has to be very serious. For you to come in like that.
I warned you it was out there.
And she says, what's it like to fuck a pussy with your penis?
I wanted to know what it felt like to have, like, what a vagina felt like on a penis.
Yeah.
I would love to know that myself, honestly. That's why every time anybody asks me if you could be a dude for a day, would you do it?
Yep.
Of course I would. I would stick my dick in everything.
I would stick it in everything. I'd slap it against shit to see how everything felt.
Because they make it seem like it feels so fucking good.
Yeah.
You really can't put your dick in anything.
Don't ruin my dream.
That's a challenge. I consider that a challenge.
It's hard to describe because any description I give is going to start with the words, well, you know how when your penis, because that's a key part of this whole thing, that you need to have knowledge of the feeling of the penis.
What a penis feels like.
Right.
And the vagina.
And the vagina. You need
from the outside
both.
Of the vagina, though, not...
Right. Yeah. From not having a knowledge of what a vagina feels like to go into it with the knowledge of what a penis feels like. It's very difficult to describe... to someone who doesn't
have
one and feel the other with a dick.
Right? Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. you really have to be there for it.
What feels better, a vagina or a blowjob?
And why?
A fucking blowjob.
Oh,
dude.
Well.
Depends on who's sucking your dick.
Yeah. You don't want
a good blowjob.
Depends on how many teeth are in the vagina.
See that movie, Teeth?
Fuck that.
Horrible.
Vagina.
It's the worst. Model. Yeah, it's the worst nightmare.
I did mention that it feels like a very wide open asshole.
But I don't. Wouldn't you?
I don't know what an asshole feels like.
Yeah, like a very lubed up, squishy.
Is it squishier than an asshole?
Yeah, when it's been pounded in two.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry. Is that too much? Now
I'll turn it over. No, not enough.
I feel like our listeners are like, what's wrong with them today?
What is happening?
We're raunchy. It's hot. We're feisty.
God damn it, Jay.
Jay brought out the filth.
Well,
hold on. What made you think that question? What made you think about...
See, I just always wondered that, and then I forget what the hell we were talking about outside, but I was just like, you know, this is what I've always wondered, and then I was like, Jay's here. I have to ask him.
I always wonder what a vagina feels like.
You've never experienced one ever?
No. I mean, like,
oh, from the inside.
Yeah. From the inside. From the inside, my heart.
See, I don't even know how to describe that. So,
because you can't put anything in your vagina.
You cannot just put anything in.
You
can't
even put
no.
soap in there.
Soap
is okay.
I thought you could.
Sometimes it'll stink.
Yeah.
It's in the voice though. You ever had
disgusting.
I but thought you could like put anything up there.
No.
Like,
yeah, like zucchinis,
like cucumbers,
the Snickers
bananas.
For later.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I forgot that was up there.
Break time.
Vagina Snickers.
Ooh, that'd be tasty. Oh man, that's kind of hot, dude.
I.
You think about it? It's kind of hot.
I'm gonna be looking for volunteers.
You're like,
vagina Snickers.
I can't even handle it.
You're
oh my god.
You're fucking good.
No, vaginas are cool. I like everyone.
Vaginas are cool.
I enjoy mine.
I don't enjoy mine.
I enjoy
really?
Others.
What? It's a good time.
No.
I enjoy them in general.
I really just wish I had a penis. Like, I honestly just, like,
you
every day,
cock.
I'm like, I just wish I had a cock.
Well, and you could pee anywhere once you
yes!
Pee.
That's what would be the best.
That's
that
what I'm jealous
is
of.
That is absolutely true.
Yeah.
I do have a thing about, like, peeing in public. I love it. No, let me explain that. Let me rephrase it. I'll get arrested. I love urinating outside.
Yeah.
I love peeing outside. But I also love hiding from the public. Like, I don't want people to see me do it. But
you
I,
can
yeah.
look like you're just sketchily yeah. leaning yeah. against a wall. A girl you has definitely. To, like, get down and squat and then wipe.
I can walk now. I can just, like, walk like a cowboy.
Oh, so you
and just
perfected
my,
it.
Yeah, I
wow.
just let my man just fly out.
So do you feel like you're getting away with something?
Yeah, or? I feel like I'm freaking, like, owning the world.
Oh, my God.
With my urine. So
the world is your toilet.
Yeah, the world's my toilet. I don't give a fuck. That's a new word. Fuh.
Fuh. At least it's not cray or YOLO.
Yeah.
Cray.
Yo-yo.
What is
yo.
It with this generation? We're all just like getting too lazy to finish a word.
OMG.
Texting.
Yeah, texting.
That's
yeah.
what it is. It's texting.
Oh, my G, girl.
TTYL.
Ew. BRB.
BRB.
LOL. I hate LOL.
I don't know. Yeah. I have mixed feelings. That's one of my favorites.
I use it, but I hate it.
I hate it.
Yeah,
I always go, ha-ha.
I try to do that, but sometimes I feel like that just sounds sarcastic.
It does. Well, like, you don't want to be an asshole through
I
text.
I always say, ha-ha. Yeah. So I'm not laughing
do you
out
like,
loud.
Ha-ha, yeah. Do you like, ha-ha, or do
you sometimes I do.
Ha-ha all the time.
I ha-ha more than LOL, because yeah. I feel like I actually ha-ha when
I only LOL when I'm actually laughing.
No.
This is stupid. I'm not
if
laughing.
If I'm actually laughing, I say, like, Rafflecopter and, like, Lollacrossed and, like, shit like that.
Lollacrossed.
Oh, my God.
You're like, oh, my God, LOL.
I do ha-ha-ha if it's predictive text. And it's like, oh, it's not finishing the word. I'll just erase this whole thing and
right.
do LOL.
Yeah.
Like, it just would have made sense to finish out the word.
Yeah.
Sometimes people will just like respond with the LOL just because as like a
yeah like just
it's
like
saying
they feel
okay.
like they need
yeah.
to say something. I know that's how
okay. Someone's LOLing me right now.
That's someone's good. LOLing.
Bill collectors they want some money.
LOL.
LOL.
That's a funny one.
Where's our money?
What
LOL.
Money? Oh man, what did anybody do this weekend or over the past week? Let's start with Jessica.
I had two shows this week. Thursday at Chameleon in Pittsfield was the Radicals' Uncle Joe's Colm, which was from their ska band from Albany that were fucking amazing.
Nice.
And the Dead Radio Rebels and Chloroform Party. And then Sunday at the Midway in Jamaica Plain was Refuse's last show, which I kind of cried a little bit for.
Aww.
And it was them, the Redline Rebels, Live Fast, Die Fast from New York, the Enders from Indiana, and Opposition Rising. And that was a great, great show.
Nice.
That was like the best send-off Fuses could have gotten.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
You cool. said that was Saturday night?
That was Sunday. That was last night.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I was hurting this morning. I was hurting hard.
It happens.
Yeah.
At least you had a good time.
I did. Oh, yeah.
That's what's up. I saw your status last night. You said they killed you.
Oh, my God. No. The pity horse and their van beers.
Van Biz
yep.
guy.
Ugh, I had like 7. It was not okay. And I'm like a 2-beer queer, so that and plus like the drinks that I had before they even showed up, bad news.
Yeah.
Bad news Biz.
Yep, bad news Biz.
Biz.
Did you do anything this weekend, Jay?
I don't remember.
That's good.
Good.
It's a good
yeah,
time.
I was gonna say, it's a good time.
I don't really remember. I know I did not lose a pair of pants.
Good.
Oh, good.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
Is that new?
Didn't. Sometimes it doesn't always. They don't always happen.
They don't always come back.
I was not in Tijuana.
That's sad.
I'm happy.
You know what? It is kind of sad.
No, it's not. Tijuana's not that great.
No.
I have been.
Have you seen a donkey show?
No.
The donkey show?
No, a donkey show.
For real. Donkey show.
Like an actual donkey.
Oh.
Mm.
Like fucking?
Scary.
Yeah, like in Clerks 2.
Is that on like the Life Channel?
I don't think it's on any channel.
Yeah, no.
National Geographic?
Yeah.
Not even.
Narrated
did you do anything
Oprah.
This weekend,
Discovery?
David?
Me? I did a lot. Hold on. I was a cough outside. I went to a couple comedy gigs with the Slaughterhouse Three.
Nice.
With Patrick Barrett, Matt Watson, Shay McHugh, some cool people there. I applied for a couple of jobs that I hope that they hire me soon. I went to a sex group, and I fed some cats.
You fed That's some cool. cats?
Yeah. The sex group was hot, though.
Nice. What kind of sex group? What is that?
It was, there's like an all-male sex group in the city. It's it's in the Brookline, Brighton, Alston area. I'll say that as much. And it's held by this really cool, creepy guy. Really, really, really creepy guy. And he just, like, he opens his apartment to all these men, and he has, like, 2-3 rooms, and he checks them all out, and there's, like, condoms and lube and water and, like, potluck food and carrots and soda and beer and all this stuff.
Huh.
And you get it, like, and there's bins, and you go in, and you donate, like, you know, a couple of bucks, mm-hmm. and then you put your pants in a bin with your stuff. Don't bring any valuables. Don't bring any valuables. And you just hang out. And the whole idea is that you can either mess around with some guy or just watch.
Get to know
yeah.
people.
Get to know some people, jerk off, this and that, fuck. Or, it was crazy. It was actually...
That's nuts.
What?
This is my first time. It's in some guy's house.
I wish I had a penis. I would totally get involved.
He has... He also has had all girls groups. And he has a girlfriend who opens her house. They have an all-girl group. Cool. And then they have a bi one, too. And I used to work for Fenway. We actually had to go to these houses when they first started really? To, like, make sure
I've
it was legit.
I've got invited to one of those before.
Yeah, and, like...
How do you find out about these things?
Craigslist.
I just... Yeah. I met a guy that went to them. He's like, you should come. And I was like, oh, God.
It was,
I don't
like...
Know.
You should come,
like,
take your pants off.
Because I found a job, and then I found a sex group all on Craigslist. It's all on one site.
Yeah. No, that's what Craigslist is.
It's all about Craigslist. That.
Yeah. I've got two questions.
Yeah.
First, is this where you fed the cats?
Okay. It actually was, because he had a cat, and I was like, can I... And he's like, oh, feed it. Like, oh, can I feed it? Oh, I haven't fed my...
Can I feed you?
Only if you take your pants off.
And then I took my pants off. I waited. I was like, I'm going to get my pants off. It was a cute cat. And he kept it outside of the room.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Which
that's...
I was hoping... I was like, are you going to...
That's just sanitary right there.
I just thought that cat is full of lube. It's gross.
Oh, my God. Ugh. Okay.
Yeah. That's enough of that. Your weekend seemed like it was interesting.
It was very fun, very safe, very clean. Wash my hands consistently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's all, yeah. That's all
nice.
Seems well, like good a fun shit. Time. Yeah.
What'd you do, Georgina?
Friday night I was lame because I had work the next day. And
hung out at the CCC.
Yep, I hung out at the classy cunt cabana.
Fuck yes. You
know, little wine up on the deck over there. And then Saturday night I went to Machine. God knows, I lost my mind.
That must have been a
Saturday
blast.
Night?
Yeah.
How was it?
I was very drunk. Very drunk.
Was it an all girls night? Or?
Yeah, it's second Saturdays. Yeah. So it was good. But there was a lot of gay men there.
Yeah.
You know, they always show up.
I've only been to Machine like once.
Oh my God, it's so I've much fun. I love it. I love it. You'll have to come sometime.
I've never been to
we'll
a
We'll have a crazy night.
We'll have a trip. We'll do
yeah,
it.
Well, oh, yeah, geez. I always end up dancing on the poles there. I'm like, what the
yes.
fuck? Yep, that happens. And and then yesterday I went up to Hampton for a little bit.
Oh, okay. You saw Bush? Oh, I hate
no,
you.
No, I really didn't, but we were like, we should go to this because they were up there. That
yes,
day.
I wanted to go so bad. So bad.
But I've never been up to Hampton. I was like, wow, this is awesome.
Hampton's fun.
That's oh, crazy to me that you've mm-hmm. never been to Hampton.
Never been.
It's
it was
a drive,
awesome.
But it's good when you get there.
Yeah, it's like a whole other world out there.
Yeah. Did you go swimming?
No, I didn't.
They have fucking ice water in Hampton.
Did they? Oh, God, no. I get nervous going in there.
Yeah.
Last
yeah.
time
just because it's so cold, not because of the water. I just hate being freezing.
Mm-hmm.
Last time I was there, I crashed a bachelor party. Like me
Did
and like
you?
Three girlfriends.
I
we were just like, hey, like, what is up?
Hey,
we just like, we hung with them
yeah.
all night.
I would
like,
love
slept
that.
In their hotel room. Like, the three of us, no, the three girls shared a bed.
It.
And like, we just got shit faced with them. Like, had breakfast in the morning and was like, peace, guys. And like, just left.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
awesome.
No, it was so cool.
I'd love to crash a party.
Right? We should do that.
Just walk up to some random house, like, hey, what's
yeah,
up?
Yeah, no, we walked past.
Even if it's like a family party.
No, we
like
walked past
Sunday.
The hotel, and they were like up on the balcony oh, drinking beers. We're like, we're going to come steal some. And they were like, all right. And we just like, shot the shit all night. It was cool.
Speaking of parties and shooting the shit all night,
yeah,
I was
do?
At camp fucking
Bristol. Oh, yes!
I know.
Camp
I know.
Jealous.
I left Thursday night, came back yesterday around 2 in the afternoon-ish.
So jealous.
Literally yep. raged harder than I think I've raged in a long time. Up till like 6, 7 in the morning every night.
Yeah, it's all or nothing, though.
Fields, yeah, it is all or nothing. You can't play around. I'm going to do a little recap on Camp Bisco in a little bit. But we also have one of my buddies from that I met actually via... the scene, the electronic music scene, my buddy Dom Lewis here.
Yes.
He came in, he was at the, I met him at the Bass Nectar show back in April, and Bass Nectar headlined Saturday night at Camp Bisco, so I was...
That's so cool.
Yeah, and yeah. I spotted Dom right in the front with his totem, and he's going to
awesome.
Tell us all about the totem and everything, and it was a crazy time. Bisco is not for the weak, I can say that. Like, is not for the weak.
Oh, hell no.
There were a couple, I think there were a couple deaths, some injuries, some weird shit. Yeah.
Was there any face eating?
Oh, true.
Close. Oh, we'll get back to that. There was a great bath salt story.
That's a yes.
Oh, bath salt.
Yeah. We're going to go into a little break. We'll be back. This is Three Strange Women on regularradio.com.
Cool.
Jesus Christ.
In every mystery, there's a truth. You know I'm telling you. Oh, no matter lightning or thunder, buckets of rainwater, you can't flood this town. In a world unknown, you've gotta hold your own. And you can't stop me. Again, street lights glow red, green, and yellow too. Do you let signs tell you what to do? Yeah, when you say stop, be sure that I say go to the stars and land. Fire can't burn these hands. In every mystery, there's a truth. You know I'm telling you. Oh, no matter lightning or thunder, buckets of rainwater, you can't flood this town. In a world unknown, you gotta hold your own. And you can't stop me. Now.
want you to know that I'm happy for you. I wish nothing but the best for you both. I know the version of me. Is she perverted like me? Would she go down on you in a theater? Does she speak eloquently? And would she have your baby? I'm sure she'd make a really excellent mother. Cause the love that you gave that we made wasn't able to make it enough for you to be open wide. No. And every time you speak her name, does she know how you told me it won't be until you die? Remind you of the mess you left when you went away.
Welcome back to Three Strange Women on UnregularRadio.com. I'm your host, Miss Jackie. We're back. I'm leaving some background music because we're talking about Bass Nectar and festival stuff.
I've realized the only time you don't play Gaga coming back in is when Dom is here. It's always Bass Nectar. I mean, there's only been once before, but like that's the only time it's ever happened.
I know. It's a special thing. Bass Nectar is probably my second music obsession as of right now, besides
Nothing
Gaga.
Nothing beats Gaga.
Nothing will ever beat my Gaga.
Air doesn't beat Gaga. For you, anyways.
Water doesn't beat Gaga. No.
Mr. Bass Nectar has my heart. Mr. Lauren. Lauren is an awesome dude name, too. L-O-R-I-N.
Yeah, it is. But I like Ian, but yes.
No, but like, for that dude. Guy. Yeah. That guy. I just, magic comes out of his fingertips, in my opinion. Like, magic. I saw him on stage and I was just like, oh my god, I just want to be all up in his hair.
I feel like if I saw him, I would love him.
His hair literally goes down.
No, because I've never really experienced it, I think that's why I can't get into dubstep.
Yeah.
His hair goes down past his knees. Yeah. Yeah, you do need to be there. You need to experience it live. Magic. Something about that bass.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That should just like get everybody, like a lot of people.
The lights. I love them.
Oh my god, even better.
I'm like, yes. Yeah.
So I'm here. I still have Miss Jessica.
Yay.
Miss Georgina.
Hi.
And I changed up my panel a little bit. Now I got Dom Lu here.
What's up?
And Mr. Chestnut.
Oh, hello.
Chestnut.
Oh, hello.
I haven't seen you in quite some time. You've been on tour.
I have been. We've been out for the last month on the road.
Nice. We're going to get into some of your tour stories in a little bit. But first, I want to do a little recap of Camp Bisco.
Dig it.
So, Bisco was my, probably my favorite. It's the most intense. Bonnaroo's fun, but it's hotter in Tennessee. Bisco's in New York, in Mariaville. Huge field. I think they can accommodate like 20,000, right? They did this year?
Something around there, yeah, 20,000.
Yeah, it was a huge, huge festival. They opened up extra camping this year, I believe, and it was a good time. Unregular Radio, we gave out tickets last week on the show, and that was a good time. I went with some friends who were lucky enough to have won, and it was crazy. It was fucking crazy.
I'm jealous.
Like there
was. I'm so.
We
jealous.
Have to go next year.
So upset.
We'll take a strange lady trip. We'll make this like.
Yes,
we'll get
please.
Going.
Yep.
So I want to get into a little bit. Tell me kind of your favorite stuff that you experienced there, Dom. Dom, first off, had this really awesome, awesome totem. Tell us about your totem.
Well, have you ever heard of the whole like, Where's Carl story?
I don't think so.
Oh, back at, I think it was at Electric Forest last year. I don't know the exact details. Maybe I'm wrong. But, like, somebody got lost. Like, somebody's friend named Carl. And, like, people just started shouting his name. And, like, and it got to a point where everybody in the festival was shouting Carl. Like, where's Carl? Like, Carl! Carl! So anytime, like, somebody shouts Carl, like, or anybody's name at this point, people just starting they start shouting Carl after that. And so I made a pink elephant totem.
Yeah.
And I named it Carl. So basically this thing, it was just made out of some styrofoam. It was kind of cool. And like I put some L wire on it.
Yeah.
And actually on my last totem, I had a water sprayer, a mister.
Yep.
And this time I connected it through the nose of the elephant. So it sprayed water out.
So that sounds so cool.
Yeah. It was a hit. Everybody loved that thing so much. It was so cool. But then like on the second day, security took it away from me.
Because they found out that you had the sprayer.
Yeah, just because it was a sprayer. And I'd have like 100 people vouch for me saying that I wouldn't like put anything in the water or anything like that. I'm just trying to help out and cool people off and stuff like that. And also I lost my voice. So that's why it's like kind of weird right now. Like the second day I was pretty much whispering because it was pretty dusty there. But yeah, so that was my totem. Just like running around with the pink elephant because like one of Bass Nectar's remix, Pink Elephant.
Yep.
Like, I just get down to that song. And it's just like, he played it. I thought he played it for me when I had it up. I was just like swinging around in the air. I'm like, oh my
he
God.
Definitely did. There's
oh,
no
man.
Question.
Like, I was like, not
you
even,
were
like,
right up front.
Pretty much. Yeah, they had like the VIP and then us right behind them. And like, I had all my friends around me. That was like one of the best parts about Bisco is because it's one of the camping festivals.
Yep.
So basically, like, I had friends from all over the country just come up and we all just like met up at one camp. Just all like chilled together, like even if we weren't at like one of the sets, we'd just be hanging out together having a blast. Like I would have paid like the amount of a ticket just to hang out with them for like just camping for 3 days. Like, and the music was just an absolute plus.
It's always the camping experience itself with so many people around. It's just you find some good people and you learn like who's your buddies for the whole weekend and you make friends. Like everyone's got a pretty generally positive attitude. They all just want to have fun. Like
real quick, going back to that Where's Carl story. Yeah. And knowing me, like, I'd wander off if I was fucked up. And if I heard those people screaming my name, I would freak. Oh, my God. I'd be like, oh, my God, they're coming for me. And I would, like, book it. Like, that's a really bad idea, I think.
Imagine if you were peeking.
I mean, I get it. But, like, it's a really bad idea in my mind.
imagine if he wandered off because the acid kicked in.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, and all of a sudden, oof.
That's what I'm saying. Girl. I mean, if everybody's screaming it, you don't know which ones are your friends.
That's right.
You
awful.
Don't know where to
You're
find
never
it. I just
find
feel like it's a really bad
way.
Idea.
How do you know my
like,
name?
If you wander off to having a bad trip and like thousands of people are screaming your name, I couldn't imagine it.
I feel bad for the people who are named Carl and they're, nobody's looking for them.
Why are people shouting my name? I don't understand.
Oh my God. The Bass Nectar set was by far my favorite part of all of Campisco, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
I ended up, thanks to the magnificent Greg Runge, our Greg. Own, Unregular's own, he worked his ass off all weekend. Like, I've never seen a dude work as hard as Greg Runge worked this weekend. Like,
that's how he is. I love it.
For the first night, for Friday night, we had Wubbit. Greg Runge has a frog. His name is Wubbit. It's Greg's
Wubbit?
Son's frog. Yep. Wubbit, little green frog. He gave him to me, Michaela, and Cookie for... the night, Friday night. And
that frog
went everywhere with us. He was our co-pilot. Like, he let us know we were sane and safe.
Aww.
And so, yeah. So Greg Runge gave us Wubbit, and that was intense and awesome for the whole Friday night. And then what made it even better was we were totally with Greg at Saturday night right before the Bass Nectar set, and Greg walked us to the VIP stage to the left of where Bass Nectar was playing, and we were literally behind stage, like, could not have had a better view of this.
That's
this set.
Awesome.
Like, he was literally as far as, like, the other wall of the studio from me. Like,
that's
I was
cool.
blown away. I had this crazy, crazy glow stick suit. I made it out of, like, probably 80 glow sticks. You don't even understand the fucking crazy... Look at this. I have a picture
of it.
Do you still have them?
No, it got ruined like 10 seconds after I started jumping around dancing.
That's cool. Wow. Oh, that's really cool.
That
it's
is
rainbow!
Amazing.
It was.
You gay.
It was it was my super gay rainbow suit. And I made it just out of a bunch of little glow sticks, and I had glow sticks everywhere, and I wore it up to the stage 10 minutes after I started dancing around, jumping, you know, being stupid. It was on the ground. Picked it up, and I tried to repair it, like, several times, but it never looked exactly like that ever again.
It never will.
Do you still have any of, like, the actual glow sticks?
I don't have them anymore. I have, you know, you
because I like to wear them through my plugs as, like, hoop earrings, since I can't really wear them anymore.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I'm going to stretch my ears just so I can do that.
I think it's cute. Don't do it. It's not worth it.
You should have seen my totem. Like, since it was made out of styrofoam, there's so many beach balls and so many inflatable animals, like, flowing around through the air. And, like, just once in a while, I'd just get bashed by a giant alligator or something. Like, the ears would just fall off. They'd be hanging off by wire. And it just looked like my elephant's, like, half deaf now.
Yeah.
And, like, it was so funny because, like, all my friends, we'd grab the elephant, the alligator, we'd, like, pop it and just, like, start stomping it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, all right, cool, that's one down. And another alligator would just pop up out of nowhere, smash into my totem. I'm like, no, not again. We'd do the same thing, toss it away. And then all of a sudden, a giant stuffed banana, like, just hits us in styrofoam everywhere.
Goddamn
banana. Not from my totem, but this, like, just stuffing all over. We're like, wait, is it snowing right now? This is great. And then, like, this banana just, like, spills all over us. We take it, we, like, tear it apart, everybody's stomping on it, going crazy. Like, that show was the filthiest show I've ever seen, like, in the best way possible, because, like, everybody was just going nuts. It was, like, it was so chaotic. It was, like, great.
It was so good. Oh, I could see just nothing but people as far back as even the Ferris wheel, like, a good... You know, block.
Ferris wheel?
Even though his music
that's
sound
awesome.
Got cut like four times.
I know. I don't know what happened. That was kind of weird. His set, like, literally, like, three, four times throughout the set, like, just stopped out of nowhere. I'm like, what's going on? Maybe it was, like, the mixers or something.
That
like,
sucks.
He even, like, gave his mixer into someone to the he, like, threw it into the crowd pretty much.
Yeah.
Away.
He was like, I'm done.
Yeah.
Get
actually, it was kind of annoying because some people were like, seeing him for the first time, we were like, get off the stage. And it's like, I've seen bass. That was the 18th time I've seen Bass
Damn.
Nectar. And, like, a problem like that has never happened before, except for, like, technical difficulties.
Yeah.
Like, they have no idea how much work
goes
Lauren
into
is, like, he's, like, he doesn't just mix song into a song. He has, like, a dozen samples going all at the same time, and then he, like, takes out a sample, throws another one in, and he's, like, mixing three,
full
four
sequence,
tracks all at
full
once.
Full sequencing going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why whenever he, like, talks, he's, like, out of breath, and he's, like, all right, here comes the drop. Get ready. And like, he doesn't really engage. He doesn't engage the crowd all that much because he's just working his ass off.
Yeah, there, and it's people are like, "How many buttons does it take?" Like, it's not. If you watch this dude, he's constantly fucking with levels and buttons, and like he does what he does well. Like,
live mixing is hard.
It is.
Live mixing is really hard, especially when you're creating while you're doing it, not just like mixing a band that's playing or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you can't fuck up.
It's crazy.
Yeah. You can't. No. The drugs there, people were on some drugs, though. That's what really scared me, was there's a lot of unhealthy drug use at Bisco. Oh, yeah? Like, it's one thing to be doing, like, good drugs, and it's another thing to be doing, like, not-so-good drugs. I know for a fact there were, like, bath salts running around that place.
You have any face-eating?
I didn't see any face-eating, but I had the strangest experience with a kid who I'm almost positive was on bath salts.
Wait, Jesus why? Christ. Why do you think that?
Tell us about it, Jackie.
Well, I was in front of the Greenside Up tent. Like, I was doing my thing. I was 100% not sober, of course.
Love those
and, like, we just walked out of the GSU tent, and, of course, there's a cloud following us no matter where we're going with the Greenside Up dudes. So we're out in front of this tent, and this one kid, he's looking around, he comes up the hill, and we're just watching him, me and Kayla and Cookie, watching this dude, like, what the fuck? He's going around, flapping his arms like wings, going,
bzz, bzz, bzz. Oh my god.
I'm like,
I would have lost it.
I looked at him, me being the weirdo I am, I'm like, what's going on right now? And he looks at us, and he goes, where's camp? Bzz. I'm like, I don't know. He goes, where's the tent? I'm like, what tent? He's like, my tent. I'm like, I don't know. What is it? Who are you? And he's like, I don't know. And he's standing there. He's like out of breath, like literally shirtless blonde kid, like like fanning himself off. I'm like, what the fuck is happening right now? And he's just standing there, just buzzing around.
I just walk away.
We couldn't. We were so captured by this random kid. Yeah. We just stood there. And then all of a sudden, he's like looking around and kind of comes to and goes, oh, don't let me hold up your day. I'm just like, what?
How courteous.
I'm like, thanks.
Oh, alrighty then. Bye.
And then he just
could have been testing you.
He could have been, but then
just fucking with you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He just flew away afterwards. Like, did the same thing. He was in... I was like, and then we just died laughing. Like, didn't even make it 5 feet away and just laughed.
That's Camp Bisco for you.
That is Camp Bisco. Oh, my God.
I don't know if I could handle going to Camp Bisco. I think I would die.
Well,
shit, that sounds great.
My friends who did...
sounds like fun.
My friends who didn't do any like hallucinogens or anything besides smoke weed and drink that time, they were like, I don't even think I could handle doing drugs here. I would literally, like, I feel like I'm tripping right now just with the shit I'm seeing. Like, it was pretty good, though.
Yeah, I think that's why I
it's bizarre. Like, people go all out in costumes. Like, that's my favorite. Face paint everywhere, headdresses, wigs, you name it, it's there. Like, everything. It's so good.
That's really cool.
Yeah. But, I mean, as far as dealing with being safe, as far as festivals, my one thing I'm going to say to everybody is, if you're going to do drugs, get them tested. Meet up with something. You can buy test kits online. I'm partial to the guy who does the bunk police, but there are other dudes out there who are just as dedicated to people's safety, and like, it's important. You need to know what you're doing, because if you're expecting to do something and you're not doing that, you're going to end up having a bad time.
Yeah.
And or dead. Yeah, so
the bunk police was there. They actually had a camp set up, like, by some of the merch tents. They were just chilling there. It was like a huge tent. There was a big sign.
Yeah, oh, he's good. Got a big that's pink awesome. Parachute. They don't. What's interesting about him is they don't let him like advertise himself there, because they try. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it's such an important thing, and they kind of like completely overlook him because they don't want to encourage like drug use at festivals. But I mean,
yeah, I
everybody there, like, if you're not drunk and smoking weed, you're on something. Like, there's not one stone sober person in that place. Like, it doesn't happen. And like, it's important. It's really, really important, because there are people out there who just want to roll off with a new Lexus. Like, you know what I mean? They'll ship out a kilo of bath salt shit to just get some money. And that's not cool. And there are family out there who are dedicated to making sure you're safe. And those are the people that you need, you know, bunk police, all the other test kits. I mean, that's my one recommendation, is find yourself something safe if you're going to do it.
Have some fun.
Yep.
Don't eat a face.
Don't eat faces, please. Please just don't.
Ugh.
I want to talk to Chestnut a little bit about, he's back on tour. He's one of my favorite buddies from here. When he's around, I get to see him. I love him as a co-host, as a guest on Three Strange Women.
It's nice to be back.
We love
Tell us about a couple of your adventures before we hop into this little break we're going to go.
All right, sure. Well, I've got the same, actually, I've got tour voice, just like you've got festival voice.
Absolutely.
I've been yelling for the last month, and so, pardon my scratchiness. But we had a lot of fun out on tour. We went out for a month, got all the way down to Miami, played Miami 4th of July, like,
nice.
in Little Haiti. It was fucking amazing. I don't know. We did some crazy times. We drank a lot of moonshine.
Moonshine's the best.
Got a lot of free moonshine, which that's always a really nice thing.
Tell your lead singer he still owes me cider.
You know what? Hey, Swagger, you listening? Come on.
Better be.
We probably still got some homicide left. He brews. Anyways, but it was fun on tour. Like, we ran into some strange situations. Anytime we go to the South, I'm always like, all right, how's it going to be down here? Like, yeah. I definitely had at least 5 or 6 dates on tour where I'm wearing, like, a purple cheerleader miniskirt.
I love it. And, I always love those pictures.
They're the best nights. They're the most fun. Especially, like, we hit the heat wave our third day of tour, 105 to 115 degrees.
Wow.
For pretty much the entirety of tour. And we went south from there. We went all the way down to Florida. So, get the tan. But, no, it was a lot of fun. I ended up playing the venue next to where DMX was playing in Fort Lauderdale.
That's awesome.
And that was definitely one of the skirt nights. So there's like all these crazy, huge, tough-looking people around, and there's folks on bikes, Rough Rider style, and I'm definitely walking around in sneakers and a miniskirt. Well, before that, I had to walk around in my underwear to go get the miniskirt. That was an amazing night.
I don't think anyone would fuck with you, though.
I don't either.
People
moved to the other side of the sidewalk with bemused looks on their faces.
I could see that, but I can see anybody fucking with you.
Oh, no, it was hilarious. I did get a lot of high fives, and I got my ass touched a lot.
Really?
Cool. Really?
Wow.
Oh, well, that's nice.
I dig it.
I find out that I get my ass touched by the most when wearing the cheerleader skirt. I can't understand why. But, and then there was this dude, Bob. Bob was cool. He was down in Sarasota, and the night we met him, we couldn't tell. It's like, are you a cool guy or not? Because he was like, he looks really like a corn-fed country boy, and he's like blonde mustache and stuff, and he's kind of short and squat, and he's like, he's kind of punchy, you know? And since we're not from there, we don't know if they're with his friends or not.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of them are women. He's like going up, being punchy with you know, like one of the girls hanging out. It's like, but then she like pops up and just punches him back. And so we're like, okay, this is probably all cool.
Yeah.
But he was like, later on in the night, he was at the after party. He's throwing around like, blah, 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 fag, blah, 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 fag. And like,
I hate that.
And I'm like, Bob, really? You seem like a cool guy. I mean, it just makes you sound like an asshole.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, I don't. And I was like, dude, I like to kiss boys. What?
Yeah.
He kissed me for the next 12 fucking hours.
Really? I fucking love it.
Or at least tried to. I let him have a couple, but that was it.
Chestnut.
It was fucking hilarious. I did get him morning drunk, though. Yeah, we drank moonshine and then a bunch of beers in the morning right before we left town. It was beautiful.
That's awesome. Oh, yes. Well, yeah. I'm glad you kind of put him in his place and then won him over.
People have been really cool. The South's changed a lot in the past 20 years or so since I used to live down there, which is nice. I mean, there are still definitely pockets of just complete assholery, but
that's what I was going to say, like Tennessee.
There are way more. We had a lot of fun in Tennessee. We met some really cool. We met nerd punks in Tennessee.
Woo! Nice.
Yeah, like a whole grip of nerd punks, and they were awesome. But like, there are now bigger pockets of actual just real people all around, and they seem to be focused a lot around the music scenes.
Nice. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I like that the South is becoming more open and tolerant of LGBT individuals.
Yeah, it's been an absolute evolution. I mean, there's still plenty of work to do, but I'm happy to report there's progress.
Yeah.
Yay.
That's good.
What was your favorite place on tour?
Oh, God. Playing the tattoo shop just north of Daytona. We were at this tattoo shop twice within a week. The first time, they just let us stay there. It's a husband and wife that own the shop, and they have a house 500 yards behind where they live.
Nice.
They brought us out after the show. They gave me a neck tattoo for free at like 5 o'clock in the morning.
Hell yeah.
And then we walked across the street and went swimming at daybreak in the warm Florida water.
That's really awesome. That sounds incredible.
Oh, it was amazing. I got a couple of pictures that are on my Facebook. Like, I actually got, the phone wasn't dead yet. Lost my glasses that morning, but got some contacts FedEx to me by an awesome person. And then the tattoo shop asked us to come back a week later to play one of their artists' birthday party on a Monday night.
That's so cool.
Yeah, we went and we played acoustic in the front parking lot. There were probably 40 or 50 people there. They had moonshine aplenty. We got free tattoos again.
Nice.
Beautiful.
That's sweet.
Yeah, very, it was a lot of fun.
That sounds like a badass trip.
It was fucking rad.
Summer's the best for traveling and getting involved with, like, absolutely, music you want to find. Like, there's so many niches out there for so many different music scenes. Like, there's no excuse to not get out and see live music.
No, it's great. We're going back out again in 2 weeks. We're heading to Denver.
Nice.
I'm going to spend like another
month. That's going to be a blast. Denver.
I want to go to Denver so bad.
So Denver's so sick.
I may be put in a suitcase in the back of that.
Oh, guys, my band is the Swaggering Growlers.
Yeah, you did. Come see us. Don't forget to check them out. They're going to be in Denver. They're going to be all over here. What do you got coming up recently?
We're playing, I think, our only Massachusetts show this month. We're playing July 28th yes. at the Raven in Worcester.
Nice.
With a great out-of-town band called the Hub City Stompers.
Yes, I'm so excited for this fucking show.
The Radicals from Salem are going to be on the bill.
Yep.
And that's who I saw much for.
Who else is on that bill, Jess?
Get the Fear.
Get the Fear's playing. They're Worcester punk rockers.
Yes, Get the Fear awesome. Is awesome.
They're a bunch of drunks. They're a lot of fun.
And
a lot
the Uprisers. The Uprisers.
And the Uprisers. The Uprisers I recently heard of, and they're actually really good, too. So.
Nice.
July 28th at the Raven in Worcester.
Yes.
The Swaggering Growers
like
return
to
Massachusetts.
You have to go.
Yeah, definitely. Dom, what do you got coming up recently? You do the ambassador thing for Bass Nectar or Ambassador.
Ambassador, yeah. The fall tour is coming up soon. The dates haven't been announced yet, but once that comes around, I'll probably be like figuring out where I'm going to go. I'm actually strongly considering going to Lollapalooza in a couple of weeks.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
It's what, Chicago?
I want to go to that.
And then right after, it's going to be Electric Zoo in New York. Mm, and nice. Then Counterpoint Music Festival in Atlanta, Georgia.
Nice.
If you take a look at that lineup, it's absolutely absurd.
I will.
Like, so crazy. And actually, if anyone's interested, I recorded the set from Camp Bisco. And I'll probably put it on Jackie's wall or something. And because I would just make it public on YouTube, but Lauren, aka Bass Nectar, he doesn't really like his sets recorded live.
Yeah.
Because like each and every single set is unique and pretty much magical, and it's just like he hates it when people record it because people need to go there and see it for themselves.
Yeah.
So
and I can understand that.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. So post a link to my wall for sure because I want to just recap it from a different point of view. Like,
oh yeah, for sure. Like yeah, if any,
I would like to see that.
Yeah.
For people who like see him a lot, it's like it's cool when. People from the other side of the country or down in Florida or something like that, they miss these kind of shows and they like won't be able to see him for another like 6 or 7 months. And we just need, they have like post Bass Nectar stress disorder because they haven't seen him in so long. And so, yeah, I'm probably going to post that up on Facebook and stuff like that. So check out Jackie's wall and you'll probably see it from there.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Hell
well,
yeah.
Thank you. And to get into a little bit of gay stuff, I'm going to play a quick video that I was going to play last week, but we had some technical difficulties. This one is one of the members, Summer, from The Real L Word, talks about the 5 misconceptions about lesbians. And I thought it was kind of funny. It made me giggle. It's like 3 minutes. Just listen real quick. And then we'll hop into some music after this. But it's really kind of cute. So I hope you enjoy.
Welcome to the weekly video blog, Summer Fridays. Woo, Summer Fridays, what? Here it is, here's the topic. I'm gonna tell you about some misconceptions that people have about lesbians. We're gonna do a quick top 5 list. Why are you crushing us with your misconceptions? They're hurting me, stop. So the 5th misconception about lesbians, all lesbians play sports. I can tell you from personal experience, my wife is not so great at the softball, but she's an okay bowler. She's a good bowler. She can't throw a spiral very well. She's hot when she tries, though. So I like that. Common misconceptions about lesbian, number 4. There's always a kind of the guy and, like, the girl in the relationship. I have to say, I do all the bug killing in the house, and yet I also do the dishes. And our rules aren't clearly defined. I mean, certainly not in the bedroom, with people always thinking about like, lesbian sex, because people are always thinking about lesbian sex all the time, everywhere. Everyone's doing it. You're doing it right now. So. The thing about being a lesbian is that there are no rules. I don't believe that you can get cited for violating the top-bottom switcheroo code. It's fun and playful for us to be able to like not think about being confined in a box. That could be double entendre right there. You have a dirty mind. A 3rd misconception about lesbians. Not all lesbians hate men. We need them to carry heavy for us. Brothers and uncles and dads. Some of us have children that are men. They're fun to hang out with, but not for sex. No, not for me. Number 2, all lesbians are angry, militant feminists. Lots of people are angry, and they don't have to be lesbians. To be angry? Go write an angry comment on the blog right now. I dare you. I find a straight person and bring them and do it just to prove my point for me. Feminism and lesbianism are 2 separate issues. Women's studies majors and people who march for women's rights, and that doesn't make them gay. And being a lesbian doesn't make you aware of feminist issues. Being someone who likes to, you know, strap it on doesn't mean that you're, like, instantly aware of the history of feminism. Certainly doesn't make you Gloria Steinem. No, no ma'am. Misconceptions about lesbians. Number 1. Lesbians are gay because they've never been with a man. You don't use the same logic to apply to straight people. Like, oh, well, you're straight because you've never tried having sex with another man or another woman. I don't like certain kinds of ice cream. I'm not crazy about pistachio, but you know what? I don't need to eat it every day to know that I don't like pistachio, and I don't need to date guys to know that I'm not interested in guys. Maybe you agree, disagree, maybe you have your own ideas, other misconceptions that you've felt or not felt. Let us know in the comments section. I can take it. I'm a big girl. I'll cry, but you won't know about it. So.
I thought that was really kind of cool, though.
I feel like I should watch that show.
I want to watch.
I've never seen it.
I've never seen it either. I don't watch much TV at all, but.
We need to have a girls' movie night of the Big Game musical.
Okay.
I've had some friends recently watch that, and I was like, this needs to happen.
Let's just get drunk and
absolutely.
Watch shows.
At the CCC.
Obviously, Jackie.
I want to go.
The CCC. The
Classy Cunt Cabana. Yep. I have to go there.
We'll do it. Yes, that needs to happen. We're going to plan this. It's done.
I have to get bitch wine.
I did. I saw it, and it was so cute. Yep, I love her house. She has the cutest house I think I've ever seen.
I'm jealous.
So freaking cute. You're going to have to come.
She lives like 10 minutes from me. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's sweet.
It's going to be such a bad thing.
I know. Trouble.
Before we wrap it up, we don't even think we have time for music. We're going to go into one more video. This is another one that I wanted to play last week. My buddy, he's not my friend yet, but he will be because I think he's fantastic. His name is Louis Vertel. He does some stuff for AfterEllen.com. He writes a little for the Huffington Post. He made a video. He makes videos every week. They're called Weeklings.
They're so funny.
Yeah, he recaps all of the things kind of happening in just like the culture and life in general and like pop culture. And he made one this time called Questions for Anderson Cooper when Anderson Cooper came out last week and everything. So that's what he went off on for last week's tangent. And it's really funny. I think I'm going to just start playing his clips like for my whole show because they're just that funny. But here, here's his video. It's get a couple giggles. See, it's already working.
Hello and welcome to Weeklings, the show that has a very serious question for Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes. Who gets custody of the lie? Anderson Cooper came out this week in a letter written to Andrew Sullivan. In the letter, he talked about his journalistic reasons for keeping his personal life out of the press, said he lives a proudly out life among his friends and family, and articulately describe the intention behind coming out only now. Which is so annoying. I hate perfect, articulate coming outs. If you don't come out on the cover of People magazine, I find it calculating. The only way you should come out is in a very public, tear-filled, primetime interview. And I'm going to give Anderson Cooper the professional interview he deserves, whether he likes it or not. Here are my questions for him. Do you love me? Why are your eyes cobalt crystals of pleasure? Does AC360 refer to what I'm going to do on your face? You know you're not out until you admit you have the most sittable face on the planet, right? If you were a tree, I hear you would be a quaking aspen. You work for Channel 1, but I hear you like it in your Channel 2. How do you feel about living in a country where you and Kathy Griffin can't get married? Is there any way I can have a taste of Gloria Vanderbilt's grandchildren? What a climactic end to your 45-year season of The Mole, huh?
Do you have silver hair because of Jordan?
When you giggle, angels bareback. Some of these aren't questions. Your talk show's a little bit boring. Does that strike you as a hate crime? How do you feel about forcing straight kids to come out as uninteresting? Is Candy Crowley going to beat you up? Isn't it crazy that under these clothes we're naked? You studied Vietnamese, so tell me if you can translate this. Show me your Ho Chi Minh Trail. You have a book called Dispatches from the Edge. It's kind of gay of you, isn't it? What can you say about the rising price of Alanis Morissette albums in this country? Do you think a major issue facing the LGBT community is clumsy acronyms? Can you tell the title of this movie just from the Italian translation? Yep, it's To Catch a Thief. If you didn't know that, you're straight. Would you ever adopt a super gay-looking highway? Isn't your hair just a little Christmassy? Which of the Gay Beatles is your favorite? Hint, I have a journalism degree. When you go to the gym, why am I always waiting there? I know you like all the Real Housewives, so I have to ask you to stop that. Do you want to shoot a remake of Rope with me? Why didn't you come out earlier when we needed you? Like when Lily Tomlin killed herself in the third season of Damages. Does CNN stand for Complete Nancy's Network? Which one of us is going to tell Wolf Blitzer to stop? I bet you just love that you put my testicles in a blue state. And finally, Katy Perry's concert film and biopic, Part of Me 3D, comes out this week. And it's going to be dumb. I honestly don't get Katy Perry. Dressing up like a little girl, giggling like a little girl, not sexy, fun, interesting to me. Just creepy and gross. Though since she is making a concert film, I have a few suggestions for other titles it could have. Truth or dumb? Start making sense. The ass waltz. No, wait, my mistake. Katy Perry's a real feminist. Bet she burns her cupcake bra in the oven. This is Good Weeklings, the show that will always remember Lauryn Hill as she once was. Mostly forgotten. Join us next week.
Love him.
I get the biggest kick out of him. I want to meet him so
That's
bad.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, we're going to talk to him soon and figure out how we can get him to talk to us.
He has to be our friend.
Yeah, he's going to be our buddy. Because
he
that's hilarious.
Yes.
I watched like 30 minutes worth of his videos last night. I was just dying, rolling on the floor like by myself.
LOL.
LOLing. God help us. It's just about that time though. We're
that
done.
Was a quick hour.
Yeah, it was. It went by really fast.
Too soon.
You still liking Monday?
Yes,
thank
I am.
You.
I needed this today.
See?
I really did.
See? I told
I
you.
We're doing it. Georgina came in here saying she absolutely fucking hates Mondays.
And nothing can ever change that.
She said nothing will ever make
except
me like
for
Mondays.
This.
Yeah.
Yay. Hashtag
so
winning.
That's worse. That's worse than Cray and YOLO and all of them.
Hashtag.
Ugh. Hashtag the shit out of everything. Speaking of hashtags and social media, check out the Facebook page. We have a Facebook group. It's closed, but you can get into
it. Do
it. Yep. You can find all of us on Facebook. Talk to us. We like to
yes.
talk to strangers. We're weird. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? It happens. Thank you so much to Jessica.
I love you.
Georgina. Chestnut.
Yo.
Dom Lou.
Thank
Jay
you.
Geary. David. Everybody
yes.
being here today. They're still here. They're just off mics because we don't have enough room to accommodate all of our lovely friends.
There's so many of us.
Thanks
so
for
many.
Having us.
Yeah, thank you
real.
So much.
Hell yeah.
You can find us all here next Monday, Three Strange Women, UnregularRadio.com. You know where to find us.
Keep it strange.
I wanna dance. Roma, Roma, ma, ga, ga, ooh la la, what you been romance?